mindset.com, dating help for men, with your host Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on, I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Oh, man. It's sneezing, man. Yo, what's up? What's up? All my dogs out there. What's up with y'all, man? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Allergies are kicking my little keg ass, but I wanted to welcome you all to the show. All my dogs out there. Shout out to the 383 up there. Shout out to you guys out there. If you have a question, let me know. Gentlemen, before I even get into this, listen, y'all are grown men. So let me explain something to you individuals out there. When I tell you guys out there to, allergies. When I tell you guys out there to get your puzzle pieces, that means get off your ass. Go to a store, an actual store, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. There's no metaphors. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm not trying to say something different. Go and get up to the dollar store. I cannot tell you how disappointing it is me trying to help you guys that ask, well, Steve, how can I start? How I start? And you get coaching. And I asked, you have your puzzle piece? Well, I didn't know I had to get them. If you are messing with us, go get your puzzle pieces. 100. Get them, dump them on the table, rip the box up, and continue. Take your time and put those things together. Please do that. I'm not playing with you guys. Anyway, guys, it's the Man Mindset. Guys, ask all you guys out there, if you get the opportunity, go ahead, hit that like button, subscribe, and hit the notifications of the show. Gentlemen, we want to let you guys know that this show is, the information that you're getting on this show is 100% or authentic, 100% original. We do not copy, mimic anybody else out there. So if you're hearing all this stuff from somebody else, it's coming from us. We keep everything in-house, and that's what we're going to be teaching you guys, how to keep everything in-house here. All right. So, gentlemen, as I always ask, I really ask all you guys to do this, not just for shits and giggles. I'm serious. But, gentlemen, please, if you get a chance and opportunity, go ahead and get your notebooks out. Get your notebooks out. Take notes. If you have a question, put a cue. If you are texting a woman and you don't know what you're doing and you don't know if everything's going right with you and you want to and you need help, please put a T. I got you. Everything we're showing you, we got you. We just need you to get yourself, okay? Just text messages, any questions. There are no dumb questions, okay? There are no dumb questions. But if I need more information, I will ask for more information. You cannot give me more information, then I'm going to get rid of you because I feel like you're wasting our time. So please ask questions that you're serious about. Also, at the top of the hour, we'll get our creed in this time. I apologize. We didn't do it last time. And if we get over 150 likes, and let me know, Red. Red, keep me posted. Keep me posted, Red. We get the 150 likes. Gentlemen, we are going to definitely give y'all a shout-out. We do a special, you know, we do our shout-out for you guys. And I'll work on something and all that other stuff. But I want to say to Jeffrey, thank you very much. The voicemail, this is someone so Drake love. Well, Jeffrey, I appreciate that. But no, this is the average life of a man. The average life of a man is that where women are really interested and they're going to really throw themselves at you. Guys, the phone lines are open. Now, if the lines mess up, I got a way to fix it, okay? Because I think my roadcaster somehow reset. I don't know what happened. It's back to its old ways. So if I have a problem, don't worry. I know how to fix that, but please call in with any of your questions. Let's see here. Let me get to some of the questions. I see a few questions right here. Shout out to everybody. Just wanted to say hi to everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Shout out. Especially, hey, my UK, hey, shout out to my dog, Unique, hello, Gaffner, Blois, hey, I always practice it, shout out, hey, Red, keep me up on the numbers, okay, Red, keep me up on the numbers, please, okay, keep me up on the numbers. What I want to say to y'all guys, ask a question, we got y'all covered, man, okay, well, we took it down, no, we had to take it down, no, we put out too much information. The stuff that we talked about yesterday, it's going to be in the book, so we had to take that down. That's how deep it is, okay? That's how deep it is. Guys, you have questions, go ahead and ask. I got you covered, man. Let's lock in. Let's see here. Steve, writing and practicing what you had to say over and over again, just like saying hi to five women a day. Well, yeah, I want you to say hi to five women a day, absolutely, because the end result of her facing a pillow and her ass up in the air starts with you being able to say hello to her without her tripping or worrying about anything. Shout out to everybody. Just give y'all some love and just make sure I got all the questions and everything. Okay, we're good. Okay, we're good. Lines are open if y'all want to call in, but we got a lot to talk about today, man, because see, we got to talk about game, okay? And I don't think y'all understand game, and I'm going to do that today. I feel good. We're good. I hope everybody's doing good. But we're going to chop it up, and we're going to talk about game. If you have a question, please put a Q there. Gentlemen, if you're texting a woman, again, if you're texting a woman, you don't know what to do, go ahead and let me know. If you want to stomp me, go ahead and say something the woman would say to you, and I promise you, I'll be able to go off the top of my head. If a woman is talking to you and you've been throwing it off, please put a W in there. And we will. This is the only show that will look out for you and be able to help you in real time, okay? In real time. All right, so... let me see here. Let me check this out. Okay, we got to get into it. All right, guys, gentlemen. So let me explain something to you guys. For so many guys, okay, a lot of you guys come into the game saying to yourselves, okay, well, I want to get into the game. I want to be good with women. I want to understand women. I have problems with fear. I have no confidence. I don't know what to do when I'm sitting on a couch with a woman. I don't know what to say to a woman to move it from the couch over to something else. And if I move it over there, I don't know how to unbutton her clothes and look at her. I don't know what to. There's a lot of I don't knows with a lot of you men. And that's what we'll be talking about today. Because game is all about rehearsal. Let me tell you the important thing about rehearsal. All right. As I said before, I'm going to give you all a prime example, like I always love to do, to give you guys a rehearsal. And I'll use her leg. Or should I, hey, let me know, ladies, should I lose a leg or a foot? I don't know. I'm just showing you right here. I can't give it all out, but I'll give you, let's use a foot. Okay. This is rehearsal. When I am by myself, when I was young and I had to learn game, I had to learn rehearsing. So being able to learn rehearsing is, not when the woman is there, but what am I going to do before she's there? How am I going to figure out what I'm going to touch, where I'm going to touch it, why I'm going to touch it, how I'm going to touch it? Remember, gentlemen, as I said before, the most important part of all of this when it comes to game is your detective. Your detective is the one to find out the who's, the what's, the why's, and the where's and everything. This is why the detective is very important. But, again, the thing that I say to all you guys out there, good gracious. Excuse me, I apologize. I just allergies mess with me. Listen, this is what I'm saying to you guys. Listen. Think about your favorite concert that you have ever went to, okay? One that you really love, okay? We've all been to at least one concert before. Before they get into the venue, they've got to check the optics of the crowd, how everything's going to be set up. They then have to bring in the music, the soundboard. And then they got to make sure that the wires of the soundboard are connected to the instruments. And once they're done with that, then they have to practice the instruments and rehearse to make sure that what they're going to give you is quality. Now, this is before you walk into the door. They're constantly rehearsing and making sure. And as they're rehearsing, they're making sure that the lights are perfect. The smoke is perfect. The optics are perfect. They've got to make sure everything is perfect before you walk through those doors. No different than what I show you as a man, because everything that I learned to do, especially with a woman, is something that I taught myself first. Remember, gentlemen, the communication that you have, and I got to show you some communications and stuff. Communication that you have with a woman is always going to come from you first. Now, Tyler, I don't want you to get all fucking in your, now, Tyler, this is not a challenge, all right? I just got to catch up with you because my boy wanted me to show you people this, but let me show you. Now, again, this is, again, it proves and approves. I mean, I've got, you know, when you got game that we have, guys, this is an ordinary message. All right, here we go. This is him talking to her on a scale of 1 to 10. How long are you? Ha ha, I'm at work. Okay. All right. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's not the right one. Hold on. Wait a second. That's not the right one. Hold on. Shit, that's not the right one. I'm sorry. Here we go. Hold on. Let me see. I'm sorry, I hit y'all with the wrong one. Here I am. That's what I'm here for, to be peaceful and calm in your life. Life is crazy enough. Be another Zuma. Appreciate who you are. It's easy to be gentle, peaceful, and sweet, and be my sweet self with you. These are beautiful. Thank you, my handsome man. Wait, come on, zoom in. We almost got it. Hold on, guys. Thank you, my handsome. You make me feel so good. I look forward to a good read. Thank you for thinking of me and pushing me. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is what game's about. But what I'm saying is, in order to do this, to get that type of communication with a woman, you must first communicate with oneself. Okay, gentlemen, remember, it's the communication that you have with yourself first. Well, X-Men. Here are my thoughts on having a woman over for the first date. I don't ever try to get a woman over on the first date. Now, the difference between you and I, the reason why she would come over on the first date with me is because I don't think like the average surface dweller. And let me tell you why it's not good for you to do that. Now, always remember, when you're dealing with a woman, now remember, y'all have to understand women to understand all of this. A woman is not going over your fucking house. If you are trying to get a woman over, this is important, gentlemen, you don't have game, you bypass her beliefs or judgments or morals or values and the fact that she doesn't trust you, gentlemen, and you're trying to get her over, what is the judgment you're placing on her? I'm saying to you, X-Man. What are you saying she is, X-Man, without even saying it? You're calling her a slut and a whore. You're saying you're dirt under my shoe. Bring your raggedy fucking slutty ass over my house so we can fuck, so I can just throw you in the trash can and show all your naked pictures of all my boys. It's not going to work. It's not. Women are not just going to go over your house, especially if we don't have any game. But see, the thing is, I don't want you guys to even try to get the women over the house. See, what most of y'all don't understand is a woman will make a move to try to get over your house when she realizes that you have this weird thing called experience. And see, the one that doesn't have experience is the one that's always rushing. You know, women, why do you think women love candlelights? And why do you think they love bubble baths? And why do you like they love slow, tender money? Because they like to take things slow. Don't get it wrong. They will show some freak size and things like that. But a lot of women want men that can take time, that don't rush. And if you're trying to get her over your house on the first date, that shows how desperate you are. But here's the problem. With a lot of you guys, y'all get them over. Let's say you get her over on the first date. You don't know what to do. Hi. Come on in. Let's Netflix and chill. Well, how was your day? And what are you up to? And it ain't going to work for y'all service dwellers. I don't even know why y'all even asked that question. But it's a great question to ask. But it is not going to work for a lot of you guys out there, because a lot of you guys out there don't understand women. You don't understand how women think. You don't understand how women move and things like that. And that's why I'm trying to show you game right now. See, the thing that you have to understand is how you have to train yourself before that, okay? See, most of you guys do this all day in your life. Everything you do is you already rehearse it, and that's why you just do it over and over again without thought. You know, you grab your keys, again, your remote control, you open the door, you turn on your light, you brush your teeth. It's just you do these habits. But what happens is, because you don't believe in yourself when it comes to women, you worship women, or you just ain't got no motherfucking game, you think that you got to be a certain different way than you are with the woman than you are than just your regular self. So what I'm saying to you guys, your thoughts, your words, your decisions, your behaviors, everything that you do are things that you have created over the years. And how you move as a man, okay, can be empowering to a woman when she knows that you know what you're doing. You see, X-Men peep game on this. Why would I ask a woman over to my place? What's the reason? See, your reason would be because you want to have sex. But if we look behind the reason of your reason, we'll see somebody that, well, let me hurry up and fuck before she realizes I'm a loser. Let me hurry up and try to give her over my house and try to get the pussy so before she realizes I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, right? But see, the difference between you and I is that, see, I learned even at I remember 13, I was smashing at 13, so I learned at a very, very young age that you got to learn how to slow shit down. As I told you before, I'm not even trying to fuck. I keep telling you, I'm the only one on the internet to tell you, I'm not. I want the invite. I do not want the fuck. I don't want the pussy right now. All I want is her to invite me. That's all I want. That is the number one thing that I'm trying to get. But it's because of the experience that I have, and that's why I want that so much. That's why the experience is great. I say this for all you guys out there. I want to share me to her. I want her to see me at my core. I want her, by seeing me at my core, can make her feel safe enough to show me herself at her core. And it's something that most women don't share with anybody, because a lot of women out there don't even realize they have a core. Because there's so much on the surface, because they're dealing with surface people, okay? And that's what I'm saying, okay? And it's taking your time. Everything is time. You don't need to rush it. Because I always tell you, sex is not... See, y'all guys think sex is the penetration from what you have entering her. You think that's sex, and this is where you go wrong in the game. Sex starts here. It will always start here. And if you can't make her toes curl here, and you can't turn her on here, and you can't make her think about you here before she even sees you, then you are not that guy. You're not. But see, this is why I'm trying to get y'all to see this. This is you saying, what is that? What do you mean? What does that mean? What do you mean? What does what mean? What do you mean? What does what mean? I don't understand. I'm sorry. What do you mean? What does what mean? What, sex being here? Okay, women are not like us, man. They have emotions, and they're driven by emotions. yes, they love sex probably more than we do, but they're not going to fuck you. They're not going to give their bodies up to somebody that doesn't know what he's doing. Okay? Doesn't whatsoever. Baker has a question. Should I just be laid back with my mind and my... No. What does your money got to do with game? Money is something that you do. Your job is something that you do. You need to... I don't want you to be laid back. I want you to be working on yourself, your mouthpiece, and how you deal with a woman by showing the woman who you are, giving her the choice. See, you guys don't give women choices. You always want to try to prove and beg and barter and do all that stuff. I don't want to do that. I want her to see what the fuck I am, where she makes the choice. It's all about her making the choice. See, if she makes the choice, she's decided that she wants to take it somewhere. I don't want to beg for no ass. What the fuck am I going to look like begging for some ass and shit? You know what I mean? What am I going to look like? Can I have some? Please, is it okay with you if you can find in your heart to please get me? I don't ask for no ass, man. I want her to feel when she's with me, she knows she can laugh, she can blush, she can think, she can smile. She can go back and reminisce on some of the stuff that we did. She has access to me unlike any other guy that she has access with, because I will allow her access to me through the way I communicate and not just through text messages. So what I'm saying to you is that is where you want to take it. You want her to see the differences in you without you trying to show the differences in you. This is what you are at your core. This is who you are. And that's how you need to move as a man, just like that. Okay. Next one. There's a reason I stopped you. Dude, get 30 minutes coaching so we can work on your bid. Okay. Get 30 minutes coaching. Let's see, your lines are open if y'all want to call in, but I'm going to continue to break all this down, okay? See, most of you guys out there don't ever work on yourselves, okay? And then what overpowers you is your fear. See, where's my paper? Do I have my notebook? What did I do in my notebook? Well, I don't have my notebook, but I got my notepad today. Got my notepad. I don't know what I did in my notebook. But as I said before, let me show you. All right. This is how easy it is. This is as easy. This is game right here. This is all it is. This is how easy it is right here. Training myself to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all it is. But what is my one? Now, again, I'll use her coming to the door. You know, I always tell you about the front door, okay? She's coming over to my place. I'll use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's that simple. Number one, I'm going to open the door. But when I open the door, I am going to look her up and down. It's like I'm doing a scan of her whole entire body, because I want her to see that I am looking at her, and not only her, but her body. Step one, that's just one, okay? Two, the thing that I'm going to do now, I'm going to get deep here because I'm a deep motherfucker sometimes. So let's go this way. So, okay. So you average motherfuckers, y'all don't even know about this, but I'm going to kind of go downs to my A's, B's and C's. I should have put A, B and C. Wait, do it the right way. I'm sorry guys. You know how my mind is sometimes when your mind goes all over the place. Excuse me. All right. So, all right. And 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. So now this is a better one. Now, so again, this is the mind. This is how the mind. It can go 1 through 4, or I can go this way. Okay. This is depth. Okay. This is the depth of what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do, which is a little below the surface of what you guys do. But I'm trying to show you how this works. Okay, I know I'm going to open the door. When I open the door, I'm going to look her up and down, okay? I'm going to look her up and down. Now, the average guy, you're just going to tell her to come in. No, what I'm going to do is now I'm going to express myself. So I'm at number 2 right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a step forward. Okay, so number two is I'm going to take a step forward, but now the depth of 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. When I walk in with my left hand, I'm going to wrap it around her waist and bring her closer to me. B, I'm going to take from my side, my ear, so it'll be my left to her right ear. I'm going to get in her ear, B. C, I'm going to tell her how sexy she looks, how pretty she is, and how nice she smells in my arms. Okay, now remember, that's all line two. That's depth. I'm not just going to grab her. I'm showing you the specifics and what I'm going to do while I'm doing that. Three, I might step back and twirl her around because I want to look at that ass, right? And as I twirl her around with my left hand, now number three, twirl around. As I twirl around, now we go to 3A. 3A, I'm twirling around. As I twirl around, I get to the back of my twirl. I'm going to take my right hand. I'm going to grab her hand. And I'm going to walk her in the door, okay? So now we're at 3B. Now, 4, as we get in the door, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I forgot. 4B, I forgot. I'm going to turn around. 4C, grab my hand. I'm going to take my hands and put it on her waist and let her ass push up against the door to close the door. And then I'm going to say, I forgot, and I'm going to go in, lean in, and give her the kiss. So now I'm at 4D. Do you see what I'm saying? So even though she's not there yet, even though I have never met her, even though whatever happens, I already have it locked down of how, listen, this is just opening a door. This is how deep it is. This is just opening a door where the average guy, well, hi, come on in. How you do? Hey, there's the door. Come on in. Nah, motherfucker, I'm all about the experience, okay? Now, if we want to go deeper with the experience, let's go into how I sound check. Same thing. I'll walk into my door, and if it's night, I got to take a step in. That's number one, take a step in. And what I got to do is I got to survey what she's going to see from her perspective. What is she going to look at as she's walking in? What is the lighting like? What is the music like? And what's important is, and I tell you, even if I turn on the music, I will lay on my back. Now listen to me. I will lay on my back in the walkway inside my apartment. I will lay on my back in the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the hallway, and the bedroom to listen to the music and make sure that it is perfectly surround sound that is not coming from this way. It's not coming that way. I want surround sound. Why am I on my back? Because when she's on her motherfucking back, I want to give her the experience, not just with the music, but also the lighting. I want to make sure that she walks into things that will trigger questions and intrigue her more about what I am. That's why I told you I love nude art paintings, not porn. Art paintings that are framed, that have the light coming over, because in the depths, when you set everything to make it intimate, that light is going to shine. It's going to come down on the photo, and it's going to draw in attention to make her want to walk over there. While I'm serving her a glass of wine, she'll just walk around the house as if it's like a kind of a museum of me, of my thoughts and who I am. Wait, let me check the lines real quick. 714, you are no longer – look, I'm telling you right now, don't call. Wait, 714, do you hear what I'm saying when I tell you don't call? You understand?
I just wanted to say hi.
All right. I'll say hi to you. Okay. I just say hi. We just say hi to you and put you back in. This isn't for you. Let me get some of these questions real quick. I hope y'all are taking notes. We got you guys on the note taking. But what I'm saying is I want to make sure that when she's over there, that she gets to listen. I can talk to her through what is on my walls. She can see a side of me that she's not even seeing. Now, she's going to connect that because the way we talk on the phone, the way we text, she knows I'm a very sexual person. But the sexuality or the sexual person I am is going to be reinforced when she sees the nude artwork. And I'll show you that. Again, I can go into depth, but I'll do that one second. Let me answer some of these questions. Oh, let me put some of these questions. Guys, I'm going to add your questions real quick. All your questions that you have, and I'm have them all together, and then I'll definitely come in and get them. Okay, guys, I have them all together. So if you have a question, just go ahead and and ask the questions, I will definitely do that. I want to say thank you to the 53 likes that we have so far. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. So this is everything we're showing you. I'm showing y'all game right here. So if she's walking into my house and she sees the artwork, not a piece of crayon, it's a beautiful art painting, a beautiful a nude painting of a woman that doesn't look dirty, but it's sensual. It's very sensual, and it's coming out because the lights are low. When the lights are low, the light that comes off of the painting is going to draw her in to walk over there. That's what I want her to do. The moment, the music, everything is right, and she may have her wine right up to her chest just looking at the painting. So it is easy, okay? This is easy. Let me give you an example. Let me see what I will grab. I'm going to grab, hold on back. I'm going to answer that question in 1 second. Let me see what I'm going to grab. I'm going to grab the women in this motherfucker. I'm going to grab Nikki and I'm going to grab Red, okay? I'm going to grab Nikki and Red. So, okay, the painting is a painting, so she's looking at it. I'm going to grab Nikki and Red here. Okay, so she's looking at it. Now I'm going to let her know that, what do you think? What are your thoughts on that? And let me tell you about, I'm going to start from my one, but I'm not just going to tell her what it is. I'm going to go deep with just this. Everything is deep. Every move is just not just the moves. It's the depth in which you have the moves. So this is a Miss Nikki painting. And the beautiful thing about it was that where I got it at, I was walking around an art gallery, Red's art gallery, and I saw this Miss Nikki painting. I didn't know much about it, but the beautiful thing that I liked about it is when I can't actually see what Miss Nikki was thinking about when she painted that, okay? But what I saw is the depth in the strokes and what I saw in the art itself of what I felt the woman was saying. And it looked like the kind of woman that, you know what, she's shy, but she wants to be unleashed. There's a part of her that wants to let go. But to me, it looks like she just can't let herself go because she hasn't found the right person to let herself go with. So then if I want to, I can go to two as far as the strokes of the painting. You see what I'm talking about, guys? I'm not going to fucking sit there and ask her how her day was or what she does for a living or just do nothing. We're going to talk. But I'm just using these things around me to be able to start conversation to let her know more about me through the artwork that she sees, okay? Let me see here. Hold on, let me see something. Wait a second. Hold on. Jack, I got you on the text. Hold on, guys. I'm just collecting everything as we speak. Guys, y'all want to call in? The lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. We got y'all covered. But, and I'm going to answer y'all questions, but this is what I'm saying for all you guys out there. Everything that I said was not created as soon as she walked over or came to the house. Everything was created before I even met her. It was already created, gentlemen. So if it's already created, how can it bother me? It empowers me and it helps me be able to express and explain myself, okay? See, whenever I can connect with a woman on a sexual experience, not even, it can't even be sexual, it can be intimate, and that kind of experience, I am laying a foundation here. Remember, I want the invite. This is why the invite is important, because I don't want to tap into her ass on a conscious level like most of you guys want to do. I want to tap into her ass at her core. I want her, again, remember, I want her to think about me when I'm not even around. I want to be a thought in her mind. That's what I want. I want her to wonder about me, wonder what I'm doing versus what y'all are doing. You're wondering too much about her. She ain't thinking about you. And that's the problem, okay? And that's why all this is. See, the thing is that the reason I want that invite, okay, is because I know she has an emotional experience with me, okay? And if I can tap into that and I can tap in and become a memory, a thought or a feeling. If I can become those things, gentlemen, then I'm already in. And the other half is just her feeling safe enough to let herself go to allow me to open her up that much more. Wait, hold on. Let me slow it down. Let me say it again. It's her realizing that she can feel safe enough to open up to me, to allow me to open up her ass a little bit more than she. To remember, the expectation of the average woman who's with the average guy, sex cannot go far. It's not fun. It's not exciting, and all those things. And that's what I'm trying to say to y'all guys. This is the depth of game. But let me grab a lot of y'all questions. Let me grab some of these questions, man. Y'all are hitting me with so many damn questions. Let me hit some of this stuff. Let me get to Jack real quick. I'm going to get to everybody. Jack, quick thing. Text, just being clear, I don't have any intentions other than being friends, at least for now. Where do I take this? I just want to be clear. I don't have any intentions other than being friends, at least for now. Well, okay. No. Listen. Okay, it's the easy one. Now, Jack, I'm going to show you where you fucked up at because you ain't put your bid. See, Jack, this is why your bid is important because, see, your bid reinforces what I'm about to say to you, but you don't have your bid. So this is why you kind of fucked up, but I can still clean this up. Listen, here's the thing, and I just want to say, Jack, mark this at 41 minutes into the show. Let her know, okay, cool, I respect what you're saying. Listen, as long as you and I are going towards getting to know each other in a more intimate way, I'm fine with it. Because the last thing I want to do is waste your time or waste my time. I know what I want in a woman. And see, what's important to me is character is everything. This is why I keep telling you guys, character is more important than those curves that she has. Because what I'm saying is I can use character right here. I want a woman that knows what she wants. I want a woman who knows what she wants, not someone that's indecisive, doesn't know what she wants. Excuse me. So what I'm saying to you is when she's saying at least for now, the problem is, Jack, you gave her a least for now conversation that forced her to say what she's saying because you weren't straight up with her. You wasn't clear, concise, transparent, and impactful. But what I would tell her, absolutely, I understand what you're saying. Listen. As long as you and I are going towards being intimate with each other, I'm fine with that. Because, again, I don't want to waste your time, my time. And if she's like, well, no, I don't want to. I just want to be friends. Hey, you know, Candlemaker. Shit. Hey, Pete, this baby. Listen, sorry for wasting your time. I was under the impression that you were a woman that knows what she wants. Apparently, you don't know what you want. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Next time you want to smile, next time you want to get intimate, the next time you want to know where this can go, hit me back and you float the fuck off. But never let a woman put you in this situation. And this is the thing. A woman can't put you in this situation. You put yourself in this situation. You put yourself in this situation because you beat around the bush. You were walking on eggshells and you didn't keep things a buck with her. See, I want her to know what is versus what could be. And you want some could be shit that forced her to be on some could be shit. See, listen, a lot of women will tell you the same thing, okay? Now, there's a difference between those that have game, those that don't have, who don't. When you have game, a woman's going to say that because now some women want to protect themselves from motherfuckers like us because they don't want to fall in love. They're cautious because they know we have a quick tongue. We're witty. We can hit them. Boom, 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 boom. And we can bring out emotions in them faster than the average guy. So sometimes they want to back the fuck off because they're like, whoa, this motherfucker, whoa, hold on. Hey, look, it's like she's playing chess to your checkers, but then it kind of flips around where she's playing checkers to our chess, and she's got to like, wait a second, I got to even this shit out. Hold on, this motherfucker, I just can't just do da-da-da because he knows what he's doing. So sometimes they will say at least for now, but they always know one thing I don't want to do is waste my time. I will never waste my time. That's a fix four. I wanted to know, yeah, absolutely. You're very attractive. That's why I'm talking to you. And that's the truth. And you have every right. You don't have to like me. You don't have to be, but I can just float the fuck off and go to the next woman, okay? So definitely say that. Let her know on that one. Let's get to this question here. What's the balance between rehearsing and saying I do for a what to say and do and living the moment. No, I don't live. No. The moments I live are from all that I have rehearsed. All since I was 9 years old and I was taught to write poetry. And I learned about Bob Ross. Okay, I love Bob Ross paintings, but I learned about depth. And I learned that everything that I created from that point up to what I am right now is what I utilize right now. I am always in the moment because I create moments. You're waiting for a moment to happen. I create moments because everything I want to do is lead to where I want her to go. But I'm not trying to force her where I want her to go. I want her to want to go where I want to take her. But I always live in the moments because I make moments. I don't let a moment happen because there's nothing that she can say or do to not make me smile or make her smile and laugh and blush or give her a hug or give her a kiss and look in her eyes and tell her something smooth or tell her a joke or whatever, or make her go up and down. I have total control over myself. And the best part about it is she's not used to a motherfucker like me. She's used to the average guys. That's what she's used to. So I'm not living in no moment. I am creating everything. I create how I kiss her, how I want to kiss her, how I want to touch her when I kiss her. Why do I want to do that here? See, you guys are thinking too much. You're like, oh my God, I'm with her. What do I do now? Oh my God, should I kiss her? Why even think that way? Why even have a thought that way? If you have a library of different ways to get kisses from her, a library to make her smile, a library to make her laugh, and to be able to take those tracks out of the library and put that in your studio and come up with a mix, with a little bit of the culinary school, a little bit of the drug lab, put all that in it, man, it's so exciting and so fun because she's not even expecting it. I've had some women ask, why didn't you even kiss me? Do you not like me? And I just didn't feel like kissing you. I know I could have, but I just didn't feel like it. Sometimes, guys, when you get a lot of them, you ain't going to feel like doing a lot of things. But I just love the thrill of the hunt, things like that. But what I'm saying to you is you're looking at everything as the wrong perspective because you don't know what to do in the moment. That's the problem. In the moment, you're going to buckle up. In the moment, you'll get quiet. In the moment, you're going to stutter. And everything that I want to do with her is going to be smooth, okay? How much interest should a man show a woman without getting scared off? What do you mean? How am I going to get scared off when I'm just... Wait, okay, this is what y'all understand about game. I'm putting my bid in to let her know that I want to get to know her in a more intimate way. That's the truth. That's the truth, okay? I don't want you guys to judge interest. Either you are or you're not. Y'all are making this too. See, here's the problem. Okay, I know where this is going. A lot of y'all talking about being thirsty. A lot of y'all, this is like when you become thirsty and you start tricking your money off. See, if you're worried about this, that tells me that you worship women more than you worship yourself. Because all I'm going to do is show her that I'm interested. That's all I can do. That is all I can do. I can just let her know the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If I want to go deep, I can, but I'm going to let her know I am interested in it. Cause I don't want, okay, listen, why would I just sit around and hang out with the food? Why would I do that? Why would I even do that? It just kills the point. I don't understand. You got to get coaching, man. That's a question that's too deep for you to even understand right now. The smell of your place can also have effect. Well, I mean, yeah, you have your place smelling nice. Absolutely. Let me see. Well, I got that one right here. Let me get to this one right here. Once I heard someone say that women want to feel like a little girl around them. No, man, listen. I don't say a little girl. Now, if y'all look at the Halloween game, for a lot of you guys, Easter game. Easter is next Sunday, guys. So make sure that y'all go to the Easter game that I have set for you guys. Go ahead and use that for your girl. It will change everything up because the average guy is not doing anything on Easter. But I don't want her. Listen, okay. This is okay. I want her to feel like a woman. The one thing she's never felt around the average guy. A guy cannot make a woman feel like a woman. A man can make a woman feel like a woman. That means liberate her from all the chains and all the judgments that the average motherfucker has placed on her by letting her be exactly what she wants to be sexually, on a physical, sensual, romantic, or dirty or kinky level, whatever her level is, to invite her to be that and allow her to be what she wants to be without judging at all. Let her layer. Y'all don't understand, man. Women don't feel like women. And let me explain the why to that. Remember, I keep telling you, girls at young ages, they always are mature than boys, okay? That's just how it is. But even in that maturity, they always look it to older guys because there's more maturity in the older guy. But the problem is with you surface dwellers is that you carry over everything from elementary to junior high to high school to college and life, as in you are still on high school thinking when you're dealing with a mature woman. You know, like, what's up, girl? Let's kiss and, you know, let's go home and let's fuck and let's get together and do it. And you all this high school sitting, you a grown-ass man talking that way. You're talking to a woman that's trying to learn her sexuality. She's trying to learn things about her body through you by leading her to learn things about her body. But she can't do that with the average guy that doesn't have experience. See, making a woman feel like a woman is what you want to do. You don't want to make her feel like a goddamn girl. You want to make her feel like a woman. And making her feel like a woman is letting her know that she can be more liberated. I can drive you sexually and bring you beyond that edge that you have where most guys aren't even looking at, because I'm trying to get to your core. Once I can reach that core, but the only way I can reach it is here. And once I get to that core, I can show you things and show you that it's okay to be a woman. See, most women don't even realize that, yes, they're women, but they never felt like a woman. Two totally different things. A lot of women have never felt like a woman because every guy they deal with, well, what are you doing and how are you doing? What's going on? And when's your last this? And is it okay if I kiss you right now? Can I put the tip in? You know, can we Netflix and chill and all that other shit? They're women, but they don't feel like women. Why do you think when they get around assholes and jerks, or they watch these shows with assholes and jerks, or why do you think they love 50 Shades of Grey? Because even he knew that, you know what, that poor girl or that young lady that didn't know what a woman was, and he was allowing to unlock things in her. Things that she wants a lot, but it takes the right man to be able to make a woman feel like a woman and not a girl, big dog. Let me get to this one right here. If I want to talk to a girl in private, should I lead her away to an area? So how? Should I simply ask to speak privately? Everything I'm showing you, let me check the phone lines real quick. Everything I'm showing you is not rocket science. The thing is, if you want to lead her to another area, you just say, excuse me. And if she's around her friends, like, can I have a word with you for a second? And you just leave it at that point. You don't grab her hand or anything like that. But if she asks you what you want, just let her fucking know. I like someone want to discuss with you privately. That's all. Guys, this is not rocket science. I promise you, it's not rocket science. I'll grab some of the other questions y'all have. It's not rocket science. Everything I'm showing you is simple. It's very simple, okay? How do you make her see things that she's never seen before by being with me? Well, Playboy J, that's the problem, because you don't see things in yourself that you can show her, because you are never rehearsing yourself. You're never working on yourself. You're not crafting what you guys think, man. I can't wait for the sex membership to drop, guys. There are so many, as I told you, so many ways to kiss her, so many ways to touch her. I mean, if y'all listen to the, for all you guys that are new in Playboy J, what I want you to do is go back to the last testimonial I put out last week about the five play. It's a five play kissing and master the bedroom thing that a guy that follows me realizes that, you know, he made his girl moan just by kissing her. And my God, and got the, I think it was a trip to Cabo and all the other stuff because of what he was doing to her. So what I'm saying is that once you learn game, it's that you can show her things. Show her things. Man, it's deep as fuck. Let me see here. Let me see. Let me just make sure I got all the questions as we continue. And if you like, just put a Q in there. We got you covered and everything, gentlemen. Just put a Q in there. So, man, mindset, I'm the dean, man. But yeah, like I say, for all you guys out there that's watching, it is so just important that let me explain the woman thing real quick, okay? Let me explain the woman thing. The bag, I got you 1 second. Let me explain this. Okay, peep game. Every woman out there is used to high school boys. What? Two kisses on the neck, maybe. One kiss on the breast. Spit on her thing. Fuck like a rabbit. Turn over and go to sleep or just leave. I mean, I'm sure that's what they get. That's as far. So after a while, they really convince themselves that this is as good as it's going to be. This is as good as it's going to be. But when you make her feel like a woman, it's not even the penetration of the sex. It's there's sex in when she's not feeling good. And you can say, you know what, why don't you take a hot bath and take a nice rag and put it over your eyes and listen to some music. That's sex right there. Sex is if you even put that shit on voicemail where she has access to it, that's sex. Sex is when she's having a bad day and you recognize she's having a bad day without her even knowing she's having a bad day and that you recognize it, but you're not even talking about the bad day. You're just saying more things to make her feel good about herself when she's not feeling good about herself. That's sex to reinforce. That's the one, but we're showing you the depth in those ones. Now, there's also how you make her feel here. This is where the sex number two comes in at, okay? It's how you connect with her. And it's not connect with her saying, baby, show me that pussy or let me see you a dick pic and all this other stuff. No, it's talking to her and having deep conversations that go beyond the interviewing questions. And it creates something in her where she's like, damn, I want to talk to this motherfucker again. I like talking to this guy. You know, even a smeared thought of the guy will bring a smile on the face. And then she realized, what the fuck am I smiling about? Because you know what? Because you're renting some space in her mind. That's what we want. But it's also the experience. Again, I just showed you just the moves in the front door that the average guy won't do. I showed you right here for you guys. Let me show you. Even a leg massage or a foot massage right there, that's sex. This is sex. How you break one. Guys, gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying. This is just knee to foot. This is how cold it is. Look, this is just one knee to foot. That's, guys, this is why we go with it. Because this is why we always say it's not fair. Because we're going to do the things that you are not going to do. But it's not just the physical. It's the words that are coming out of my mouth to connect what I'm doing on the physical as well. Remember, I am the before, I am the during, and I am the after. Okay, that's all the before. There's so much more to the before. I'm just giving you an example. But also during. During is not the, who's pussy? Yeah, a girl. Who's pussy? Shut up, bitch. It's not that at all. It's the five play. It's the master of the bedroom. It's the kissing 101. It's the making out. You can mix in so many different things in that session. And then it's afterwards. I will teach all my clients, you better get your lazy ass up. When she's laying in that bed naked, get your ass up. Go into your kitchen. Just squirt that. Hey, get that lotion in that plastic bowl. Heat that shit up for like 5 or 7 seconds. Take your finger and twirl it in there, making sure the heat gets all through the damn lotion. And I'm going to give her a full fucking body massage because I want her to sell me shit. But I want to give her an experience because I want to let her know that I'm not the average motherfucker. And from the first moment you met me, you're going to put all that shit together and realize I'm not the average motherfucker. by everything that I am. All I am is just position. Everything I'm doing is just positioning myself. That is all I'm doing. Just positioning, okay? That's it. I'm just positioning. And as long as you begin to position yourself, that's how you win with women. It's because you create the moments. Let me keep going. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if guys, if y'all want to call in. Let me see here. You're saying, should you approach a woman who has a boyfriend? Well, now, mind you, I'm not a mind reader, and apparently you are. How do you fucking know she has a boyfriend? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. She's got a neon sign over her head that says I have a boyfriend, right? No, motherfucker. You approach it. Look, the only way you're going to find out if she has somebody by approaching her. Why? See, this is why you surface dwellers always lose. You always look at a beautiful woman and always assume shit. She, just because she looks good, she's got a boyfriend. You don't know shit until you find shit out. The only way you're going to find out she has a boyfriend is if you take your lazy ass over there and talk to her. But there's nothing that she's going to have as a light sign. Because I always tell you before, some women out there are smart enough to wear wedding rings that are single. Yes, because apparently y'all are shocked, but some women love to have fun sometimes. Sometimes they want to let their hair down, and sometimes they just want to get their ass spanked or their face in a pillow, and sometimes they want to have fun with somebody, just maybe a one-time experience. There's no knock on a woman. They're allowed to have that if they want to have that. But you know what they do? They're smart enough to weed you motherfuckers out. Even if she has a boyfriend and she wants to experience fun with another man, or she's married or whatever her situation is, she just wants to make sure, or she doesn't have anyone, she wants to make sure that she doesn't get with you needy motherfuckers that want long-term relationships and shit. Because you're going to fuck up what she has. So you've got to go and talk to her first. You don't know what she has, caller, until you talk to her. Stop assuming that every woman you see has a man. And if she has a man, I don't give a fuck. I ain't her man yet. I don't care what the fuck she has. Remember, I got a conquering mentality. I give no fucks. I don't care. I go after what I want. That's just me. But unfortunately for you, you're automatically pegging a woman who you haven't even talked to. So you've already fucked up and failed. Let's get to the next question. Baker, I'm sorry. I got you, Baker. I say, what do you do when she won't stop texting and calling you and trying to meet for you? Wait. You know, I'm going to go back to the superstar and the movie star with this one. And I'm going to bring this full circle for all you guys out here. There are so many guys out there that want to be box office smash movie stars. And there's so many guys out there that want to be rappers, box office smash country singers or whatever the fuck. And when they get it, it's a whole different lifestyle that they start complaining about. All you guys want women. All you guys want a bunch of sex. But when you get on that level, this shit is what comes with it. What do you mean? That comes with it, my dog. Listen, if you're going to be in this game and you're going to have a roster of women or what have you, this is a part of it. They're going to be texting you because they're looking to you to lead them. This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. You say you want women, then when you get what you want, you complain because they're texting you or calling you or trying to meet. It doesn't make any sense. This is why I tell a lot of you guys, y'all don't want to be in this game. Because, hey, let me tell you something. You also got to manage emotions. You got to manage periods and fucking cramping and PMSing. You got to manage bad days, good days, sick days. You motherfuckers think it's just fucking? No. So for all you guys that want a plethora of women, please understand this. It's just not you just sticking your dick in something. You have got to, you ready? Shocking. You've got to talk to them. Oh, wait. You got to text them. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I almost forgot. You got to fucking meet them when they want to see you. So if you don't want to do those things, and when she's feeling good, feeling bad and not feeling well, you're going to have to get off your lazy ass and get her some Panera bread, some chicken soup or something like that. When she's on her period or something like that, you got to be over there sometimes. Just give her a foot massage. Just let her know, because she's not feeling sexy at that point. But I'm just letting you dwellers know, I don't think you guys want women because you don't know what comes with it. And when you see what comes with it, you can't complain about it. You can't sit there and say, well, what do you do? She keeps texting me. What you think? You think? But she wants to see me. No, you got to be kidding me. What? She's calling you and wants to see you? No. I thought it was just you fucking. She just goes away. Wow. Come on, man. Y'all got to be, man. Y'all killing me with this shit. Y'all actually act and think that women. What's the easiest way for a guy to get a random hookup in college? By not trying to get a hookup in college. You've already fucked up. See, here's the problem with you, my brother. Because in August, you're going to get a new batch of them anyway. So in August, you'll get a brand new batch of women. Legal, of course. So let me explain something. All those college girls who were in high school, where all they were doing was just hooking up in high school and shit. As they get out and they become more mature, they want more things. That's why they fuck older motherfuckers like me and their college professors, because we just know what the fuck we doing. Where y'all motherfuckers ain't getting no ass. You want to know why? Because you've got this mentality that you're bringing over into college. All you want to do is fuck, and that's the problem. And you want to fuck somebody that likes fucking, but where is the substance that comes along with the fucking? They want to experience more than you basic motherfuckers. Kissing her neck, licking her one titty, spitting on her, pumping like what, for 2 or 3 minutes, nutting, and then going, oh, let me get a sandwich, girl. It's okay if we get a sandwich. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Well, I got to go. That's all you bring to the table when you do it. See, you don't hook. See, as a man, I don't hook up. And when I get out of high school, cause I was fucking older women anyway, but I don't hook up. I'm chill with that shit, man. If all you're thinking about is just fucking, you are going to fuck yourself over, because it's going to show. Because women are not stupid. They can recognize motherfuckers who can fuck. And motherfuckers who can't, by the shit that they say. Think about that, man. You gotta work on your motherfucking game, dog. You sound mighty desperate. We don't want you to be desperate and needy. Roger, let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. Wait a second. Hold on. Before I do this, Roger, before I get you real quick, guys, please, everybody that's listening to me, let's just take a moment real quick. All guys, everybody listen to me. All my dogs, I know I'm talking to y'all right now. Put the pens down. Put the notebooks down real quick. Let's just take one moment, guys, and go into the dojo in your mind, guys. Let's go into the dojo in your mind, and this is just a small exercise we like to do just to break the teaching that we do to get y'all to clear the board and everything, to focus on yourself, to create your own creed. So we're just going to read this. It's a real small, but this is let's read this motherfucker together as men. Let's go. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. Okay? Say this with us. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I won't change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. See that? I will not judge other men. See that? Or make excuses. I'm here to build my mind up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. Okay, guys, back into it. All right, let's get back into it, guys. I want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. And back to the horny college guy. Let me show you something real quick. See, the way you going right now, you ain't going to get to Lake. You ain't going to get to Lake, spread your ass cheeks and shit like that. Not talking that goofy shit you talking. Women are not going to fuck with you, man. Well, they'll fuck with you, but they'll fuck you over. And I don't want you to get fucked over, okay, young man? I want you to actually win. Let me get some of these questions, guys. The lines are open. Roger, I got you up next. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Should I leave her to be upset and give her some space or pamper her with sweet words to get her over it? She got upset because I missed a date. Vivid. Wait, what? Wait a second. You missed a date? How the fuck do you do that? And I don't want you to pamper her, but why do you guys ask women out on dates and you don't show the fuck up? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Dude, talk to the woman, man. Just let her know I fucked up and allow me to make it up to you. I love the makeups, but I'll make it. I got a special way of making them, but no, I don't want you to get, well, you're the one that fucked up. She has every right to be upset. Wouldn't you be upset if you got stood up and shit? Come on, man. Think. How can we learn to lead a woman through their feelings and emotions? Well, you got to learn game. You got to be a student of the game. You're asking, how do you be an open heart surgeon in one question? And you want to answer. It doesn't work that way. Wait. I know she has a boyfriend because we went to school together and we work at the same job now. We both follow each other on Instagram. Okay. Big dog, let me talk to you for a second. Can you leave her alone, please? Can you please leave that woman alone, you stalky motherfucker? What is wrong with you? Why are you so fucking weird and creepy? She has a boyfriend. Now I see it. Oh, leave her alone. Leave her alone. There's nothing that you can do, stalky, creepy, weird motherfucking guy. You're weird. It's like you fuck. How the fuck do you follow someone out of high school and get the same job as them? That's weird, man. And plus, you want to date someone that's at work, man, dude, please leave her alone. Please leave her alone. Please leave that woman the fuck alone, dweller. Jesus Christ, leave her alone. My God, man. Are you serious? What the fuck is wrong with y'all guys, man? Why? I don't get it, man. Why y'all so creepy, man?
Well, hey, Steve, what do? I mean, look at her. She's so beautiful. And when she walks by me, I smell her hair, and it smells like vanilla. Oh, my God. I love the smell of how she smells. I see her from so far away. She doesn't deserve Roger. She just doesn't deserve Roger. I'm so much better than Roger. But I know in high school, I know when I told her I liked her, but I thought we were dating because we were on the phone for like hours talking about nothing. And now we're in, oh my God, look at her. Oh, wait, let me act like I'm busy. Yes. Let me ask. She's walking by. She didn't even say hello. Did I make her mad today? Oh, gosh, I upset her. What did I do wrong? She is not speaking to me today. He says, Roger, fucking Roger. He's always in my business. Let me just get back to here she comes. Let me see. I got to try a couple of conversation. Hi. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. Wait. Oh, let me see if I got that shit. Fuck, I got the goofy glare. I was wondering, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Today is the weekend. See, I'm so silly. Oh, you spending with Roger?
Oh, yeah, your boyfriend, since you've been fucking knowing me. Yeah, well, I hope you and Roger have fun. Oh, well, I've got to get back to work. Fucking Roger. I can't stand Roger. Why has it always got to be Roger? Roger this and Roger that. And this is with the motherfucker right here. This motherfucker on his desk and shit. Like, let me show you. Motherfucker at his desk and shit. Shit. Yeah, he's like this. He's like, fucking Roger. Hey, fucking. And then if you look at the top view of what he's writing, that's what he's got on his desk and shit. Fucking Kate stands a woman. I just wanted so bad. She fucking was Roger. Gosh, he's not dead yet. Fucking Roger. Hey, what the fuck, man? This is why you creepy as fuck, man. This is why you lose, man. Sitting around, you like the chicken shit like this. Well, Kim and me forever. Yeah, we just, it's so, we're so much in love. Then there's Roger. I mean, let me just draw an airplane. Boom, you died, Roger. Roger, the airplane got you, Roger. You know what? You know what? No, I got a better idea. I'll draw a car. Because I know the car run Roger over. Ooh, there you go, Roger. Just drawing it. Oh, hey, hi. I'm not doing anything. I'm just working. You want to go to lunch with me? Oh, my God. Roger's not going? Do you see what I'm saying, man? This is why y'all motherfuckers lose. Because you fucking with someone at your job, man. I don't understand this shit, man. Leave that woman alone. Leave her alone, man. Leave her alone. Please leave that woman alone. Poor Roger. Shit. You got your little voodoo doll and shit out. Hey, Roger. Roger. All right. Let me show you. And you got your little shrine. I want to her. I love you. And you're like, hi, how you doing today? And you, like, put her fucking face on your blow-up doll and shit. How you doing today, lovey? Yeah, so I know. Anyway, so let me answer this question. Why do I attract toxic women? It's due to my energy. Well, you are what you attract. And the reason why you – see, you don't attract toxic women. You're just a toxic motherfucker who can't control yourself, thus control a woman. As I said before, a woman is not necessarily toxic with a real man. She's like that with a surface dweller, but she'll never be that way with a real man. She'll never be that way with a real man. The women can be toxic when you are not leading them, or they can become toxic when you lie to them. You know, you tell them, yeah, baby, I want that relationship. Well, wait, yeah, girl, how you doing? Well, you know, I just want to talk to you, and I just want to know, like, I mean, Where's this going? Shit, girl. What you want? Well, I'm looking for a relationship. Yeah, baby, I want what you want, baby. You don't know I didn't want a relationship with you? Come on, girl, that's why I'm here. Because I think that you and I can have a long-term relationship. Yeah, girl. I think that's in our cards. I've been looking a long time. And then look, his nose, look. That motherfucker talking all that shit. And as he's talking his shit, his nose growing like a motherfucker, like Pinocchio. Yeah, girl, I'm just saying that, you know. It's you and I versus the world, girl. Yeah. Baby, I never lie to you. Fuck. And then you get the ass, and then you ain't doing, and then they become toxic. So you gotta be careful about using the word that you're using, because a lot of y'all motherfuckers be lying to women and shit. A lot of y'all guys lie to women and shit, man. Let's see here. Let's see here. So y'all got to call it. Let's still keep chopping it up, but get it. Let's keep going. So see, I want all you guys to understand how beautiful game is when you work game. Okay, can game and being and having game starts with the puzzle pieces that I give you guys.
The puzzle pieces are for one purpose only, to be able to learn how to discipline yourself by communicating with yourself, okay? And this is something that you've always been taught in school, but it's something that you give up on. It's something. See, yes, just like you, I love sexy women. I love sexy women, man. You know I'm an ass and titties, hips and you know that, right? We the same way. I'm not as much of a titty motherfucker. Y'all like the titties and shit, but that's here nor there. I'm just saying that with discipline, is about controlling your impulses, controlling your desires, and staying focused on what needs to happen. And that is something a lot of you guys don't do. And this is why a lot of you guys go wrong with women, because y'all are looking things the wrong way. Hold on, wait a second. Unique, I got you on the messenger. I will in a second. How can I find out when I'm moving north and south instead of east and west when it comes to my game? Well, you are, but you don't have no game yet. You're not a student of it yet. So what you're doing, all right, so I guess I can draw it. I should go back to my whiteboard, but y'all fucking me so bad on the whiteboard that I don't even fucking do it. So I'm just drawing shit. All right, so there you go. All right, so let me show y'all. All right, so what you see right here, okay, you see this right here, north, south, east, to west, right there. You got the compass right there. This is your comfort zone right here. This is your end. That's your edge, okay? You cannot go beyond this edge by yourself. That's why it is your edge, because this is as far as you can take it. That's why you guys will always veer and either go. That's something in my eye. This is why you guys will always go this way, and you think you're growing, but this is the fucked up part. Let me show you. This is what y'all guys are doing. Shit. Fuck. I fucked it up. It looks terrible. Excuse my drawing. This is what y'all guys are doing right here. Y'all guys are going actually in a circle. You're just doing the same shit over and over again, and you think you're growing, but you ain't growing, because you can only go as far as your mind will let you go. Your mind only going to let you go as far as you can take it. So the problem is, even though you're moving, are you actually moving, or are you going in a complete circle being the same motherfucker you were? Remember, I told you guys, we're in the fourth fucking month of the year. And a lot of you motherfuckers, December 31st, look at that. Come on, ball. Oh, my God, it's 11:59. It's only 10:09. This is going to be my year. I'm going to change. And we in the fourth month. You still the same motherfucker that you were, not only this year, but the previous years. And that's the problem. See, you're... Okay, remember, guys, remember this, peep game. Remember, gentlemen, the problem is, for most of you guys, as long as you live in theater number one, he will always be in control of you. He is always going to be in control. And because you're in theater number one, you're just going to a different matinee with the same theater. You think that you're changing, but you're not, because you're making everything about pussy. You're making everything about quick fixes and quick fucks and how can I get over my house. You're still stuck in theater number one. That's the problem, because you're not with anybody to push you beyond your edge to help you see. Now, let me show you how this works with women. I got to get a new sheet of paper out. let me see how it works with women. All right, so surface dwellers is SD, and we'll put a W for woman. All right, hold on. Let me see here. Let me show y'all some game. All right, here we go.
So this is the blueprint of a woman, okay? I mean, let me take this off real quick. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead. Y'all can ask a question if you got any questions. Or y'all can call in. We got you covered. Got y'all covered. Let me see something. Mr. J.H., I got you 1 second. Let me check the phone lines before I run my mouth. 813, I got you 1 second. 1 second, 813, I got you. I'll get you 1 second, 813. All right, let me show you the woman now, okay? So the woman with the average surface dweller, this is as far as she goes right here. Excuse me, right here. That's the wall. That's as far as sex, dirty talk, all those things, okay? So this becomes average. This becomes the norm. This is as good as it's going to be. But when she gets with our kind, we can push this up to other levels and push it further out. The further out we push it, the more depth that she's going to have with us. That's why they can't stop thinking about us. That's why they can't leave us when they want to go. And when they want to go, that's why they always come back, because we know that this motherfucker right here will never reach the depths in which we will with them. And see, that's why y'all lose and we don't. See, I want to elevate. I want to bring her. I want to show her that she can be more than what she thinks she is here. Because remember, this is tied into insecurities, all right? This is where the purses and dresses live. The purses, dresses, and makeup, they live right here. And that's her little edge, right? You motherfuckers don't even see this shit. But what happens when we become when we take away the insecurities? Once we take the insecurities, we go push her up with depth. So it's a different change. Let me grab this call real quick. We continue. 813, sir, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up?
It was good. It was good, brother. So this girl that, like, she got a nigga, right? And I told her, but I was
you
like,
please,
yo, look,
hey, wait,
I know
wait,
you got
sir,
a nigga,
sir,
no.
sir, please. Yeah, all right. Please. Okay, listen. How old are you, brother? How old are you?
I just turned 18. Like yesterday.
Okay. Well, first off, happy birthday. But now that you're a grown man, you got to talk. I need you to talk more like a grown man, okay? We're not on the street breakdancing. I wouldn't say breakdancing. I'm old. But we're not on the street, so I ain't your nigga. So don't talk that way around me, all right? I don't like that shit, all right? So,
my fault, bro.
No, it's all good. So she has somebody, all right? So she has somebody. So what's up?
So she got a man, right? So she got a man.
Yeah, she got a man.
Like, look, I know you got a man, you know, but I don't really care. So I was not really.
Wait. You got it. Okay, whoa. Wait. Stop. What judgment did you just place? Okay, I'm fine with recognizing she got a man, but why did you put a judgment on? What judgment did you just say?
That I didn't care about her emotions or whatever.
When you said no, yeah, when you said I don't care, you're saying fuck you. You without saying.
No, I wasn't saying no, my fault.
I know you
okay,
stop.
I know how that sounded.
Just said wait, stop. I'm only taking what you said. I'm only taking
right.
What you said. You said you told that woman you didn't care, right? Right?
Okay, I'll tell you what I actually said.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to put you back in the queue. Hold on, we're going to start this all over again. All right, for all you guys that call, don't paraphrase, don't make shit up, don't beat around the bush, say what the fuck you said. Don't waste my time with this paraphrasing shit. This is why y'all lose, because y'all beat around the bush type motherfuckers. Now, let's do this all over again. Hello, 813. You're on live. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right. So what I had said was, I said, look, I know you have a boyfriend, and that's okay and all, but if you ever trying to find out what it's like to be with a real nigga, I'm not fault if I use that word, but like, if you're trying to be with a real man, you're trying to see what, like, how do I put this right?
Please stop. What is two plus two?
Four.
Okay. Now I want everybody to hear this. He answered the question in at least 0.3 seconds. Okay, just want everybody to know this, okay? because he knows what 2 + 2 is. Now, 813, what the fuck makes you a man?
The ability to make decisions for myself and know why I make decisions.
That's it? That's what makes you a fucking man? I'm at 10 seconds right now. That's what makes you a man?
Oh.
You ain't no motherfucking man.
No,
so
that's
please,
part of it.
We ain't a man ain't part of it. We all of it. So you ain't no man. So please stop using
right.
that word like you are something. So anyway, so what happened? You said that cake ass shit. What did she say?
So I told her that, and she was like, I do have a boyfriend, but we used to talk. But I talked to her like a year back, and I told her this and that, whatever. And she was like, I don't really remember why we stopped talking. So besides that, I didn't apply to that. And I had told her, like, yo, you trying to link? Because she figured out that I live like 10 minutes away. She was like, so you trying
okay,
to
link? Okay, what does link
I was,
mean?
Like, on Sunday,
I'm sorry, what does link mean?
Link means like my fault. So it's like meet up, like see each other. I was
see
like, yo,
wait, I'm free on Sunday.
I was like, free on Sunday.
Hey, call her. See each other and do what? See each other and do what? Play Parteezy? Play Uno? Play Hopscotch? Play Mother May I? What are we doing? Meet and do what?
I mean, do I
really I'm asking you, meet and do what? I'm asking you, what?
I'm trying to meet with her to see if
No, wait. Okay, brother, she's not a mind reader. You said you wanted to link up with, meaning that you just want to meet with her. I'm asking you, meet and do what? Meet and do what, caller? You just want to meet with her, but what is meet and do what?
Meet, talk to her, and ultimately get to know her better. And fuck.
Wait, brother, it's you and I know you're trying to fuck. So why are you lying to me? Why the
right.
fuck are you lying to me? Wait. I asked you what you want to do, and this is why you look. At, well, Steven, you know,
I
see the beauty in a woman,
better.
And I just want to take my time to get to know the essence of her and really know how many times she brushes her hair with a brush. And how many strokes of makeup she put on? And when she puts on her lipstick, does she do it from right side to left, or does she go left side right? I just want to know the essence of motherfucker. You know you want to fuck. So what the fuck are you talking about? I just asked
right,
you what you want to do, and you gave me this. Well, I just want to meet her and get. Motherfucker, why are you lying? Why are you lying?
I guess I was just running from the fact I was trying to hit. You feel me?
I'm not mad at you. I'm saying, if that's what you want to do, then why aren't you saying what it is you want to do? Because you're giving her a false lie. She's thinking, what a sweet guy. Oh, we can hang out. And we can sit and watch the Lifetime channel. Oh, my God, I think I got a new best friend. Oh, my God, he'll be my new gay friend. And we can talk
about
Roger.
I told her, I'm not your friend. That was the first thing I put out.
You just said, brother, you just said meet. What are you meeting for? You didn't even tell her what you were meeting for.
I told her that I wanted to meet her to see if she was really a person that I could really bring into my life. Because I'm not the type of person to just fuck with anybody. Like, I had to really see.
Brother, you're 18. You have no life. First off, you're just starting your life. But second off, let me sing this. You just said you wanted to.
Right.
So, why are you lying to the woman when you know all you want to do is fuck? Why are you lying to her?
I'm taking like shit. I can't lie.
Well, okay then. Now that you said that, what is your question?
Right. So my question was, since I asked her to link, and I told her, from before I even asked her to do that, I told her, I'm not your friend. I'm not willing to be your friend. I also told her I don't want to
listen. Go ahead. Before you ask to do it, is what? Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. What did you say? I didn't hear you. My fault.
What is your question?
My question is, all right, how do I get this to my house, like, now? Like, now. All right.
No. I tell you, take your left hand and put it over your arm here, and take your right hand, put it over your other arm, and wiggle your nose and go bling, 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 and she's gonna magically appear at the door, because for some reason we must be in Lollipop Land. Oh, they're the unicorns. Hi, unicorns. And, oh, there's Mr. Elf. Hey, Mr. Elf, can you tell me about Bigfoot? Yeah, did you hear about Sasquatch? Yeah, I heard they were dating. That's a rumor. See, you're in this mythical world. Oh, my God, everybody, we're in La La Land, because this loser over here thinks that you actually think that a woman wants to fuck you? Oh, my God, that's being sorry, guys. Sorry, guys, my bad. You think a woman wants to fuck you, dog? Do you actually think that?
I mean, you I know she do.
Oh, wait, you know she do? Oh, then if you knew she do,
I know.
Then why didn't you tell her then, if you knew she wanted to fuck?
I'm being a pussy man.
No, we're in La La Land. No, tell me. Magical dreams of big lollipops and gingerbread houses. And boy, just tell the pussy story
what you want,
he will bring it to your door. I love La La Land. Oh, how I miss it. Oh, how I miss it. So are you going to tell me, what are you talking about, man? You want to know how to get her at your house? What are you talking about?
Like, I know that she want me, because she wouldn't still be talking to me if she was really in a relationship.
Call her right now. Hey, click over.
The issue with that.
No, there's no issue. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to hang up on me and don't fucking ever call me again. I hate you losers. Just hang up on me and don't ever come back again. Bye-bye. Hang up.
All
right. Go ahead. Hang up. Hurry up. Hang up on me. And the worst part, you dwellers, this is you. That motherfucker right there, that's who you are to women.
Well, I was just thinking, she wants to have sex with me, because when I walked into the mall and I went to the shoe store, she smiled at me. She smiled at me and said, hi. Wow, she wants to sleep with me. Well, I was at work, and you won't believe it. She asked me about my day. Oh, my God, she wants to sleep with me because she asked me about my day. Really? Well, I was walking in college, and another girl asked me about my weekend. Yes, someone asked me how I'm doing. They just really want to sleep with us. You fucking losers, man. Are you serious? And then y'all wonder why women are the way they are with y'all, man. Y'all wonder why. Oh, my God, man. Y'all wonder why. Y'all sit around and make up all these lies. The lines are over on the call in. Y'all always sit around and think shit is what it is not. It's not, man. I don't understand, man. Listen, gentlemen, when a woman says hi, she's really saying hi. And when she asks you how your day is because she's asking you. See, women want to fuck you. They don't want it. They're not going to say hi and how's your day and all this other stuff. Oh, whole different ball game. See, they're not going to say hi. It'll be like, hey, or hi. See, the I, hi. See, y'all guys get a hi. How was your weekend? Oh, they like to take time and stretch that out when they want to get with you. They don't want to get with y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy, man.
Golly, man. Lines open if y'all want to call in. Let me continue what I was doing, man. Come on, let's eat this up. Come on. So what I'm saying for you guys is this, as y'all are learning game, is that even in his situation, I'm going to use his situation to show you game. This is why I always tell you service dwellers, be clear, concise, transparent, and be impactful by not just your words, but your actions. I keep going back to the Eddie Murphy's 1,000 words, because when every time he talked, a leaf would fall from the tree type thing. What I'm saying to you guys is, why waste your time beating around the bush with somebody? Listen, y'all might not know this. Hold on, I think, wait, ladies, hey, ladies, go get some bonbons or something. Now they're at the classroom. Guys, I got to see Terry real quick because they're going to be right back. Shh, don't say nothing. Don't even tell the ladies when they come back in. Hey, close to this.
She knows you want to fuck her. As soon as she sees you, she knows.
When you say hello, she knows you want to fuck her. You hold that damn door, she knows you want to fuck her. When you say, oh, hey, let me go and reach and get those two-ply for you, baby. How you can't reach it? Let me go and get that. She knows you want to fuck her. All right, ladies, come back in. So listen, shh, just, that'll be our secret. Don't say nothing. They don't need to know. What the fuck is wrong with y'all cake motherfuckers, man? Come on, guys. They know what you want to do. But the reason they don't, you know, here's the funny thing about it. Sometimes they might want to fuck you. But you know what they say? I'm just going to wait and let this motherfucker talk himself out the pussy. I'll wait.
How you doing? When's your last boyfriend? Can I take you out? And you know what she's going to say to y'all motherfuckers? She's going to be like, okay, yeah. She's like, you know what? Oh, you're such a sweet guy. You're so sweet and kind and loving. And you know what? I would love to go out with you. You know what? Why don't we go out? Sure. We can go out on the corner of no booty and let's hang out. Yeah, you're going to be sitting there talking to her on the corner of no booty, let's hang out, because you ain't got no game. And then the other you suckers out there, you're going to be on the corner of he's a loser in the friend zone. Well, you ain't going to get nowhere. That's all you mean. Well, tell me when you went to college. And, what do I say next? What do I say to make her think that I'm injured? This is why.
And for all those people out there, this is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Guys, make sure you get your box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. It comes in all kinds of flavors. Get your box today, Excuse Fairy Crunch. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there, this is where y'all go wrong. Because y'all are not learning how to express yourselves to somebody who knows what it is you want. And that's why a lot of you guys are messing up. And that's why y'all losing, man. That's why y'all losing, man. A lot of these women, okay, they just want somebody that they can vibe with, not on a sexual level. But, guys, I give y'all the playbook every damn day. You just got to do your checks. Your checks. What are your checks? Let's look at your checks, okay? First off, remember what I told you. Everything is a fine line. Because if you veer a little bit to the left, again, you're going to be the creepy loser guy. You veer over to the right a little bit, you'll end up in the friend zone. And everything, okay, is how you make her feel, meaning you're going to hit roadblocks. But see, when you have game, it's a whole different ball game. Because once you get past the roadblock and start making a smile, then when you message her number two, she gets excited. Number three, when you hit it with land, sea, and air, she's reading that over again and smiling. Number four, she's thinking about you in maybe a naughty way, but she's like, oh, my God, I got to catch myself. Number five is the fantasy, is the feeling of what it would be like to be kissed and touched by you. Six is just missing you. Can't wait to see you. Seven is, man, I can't wait to touch him. Eight is like, man, come get this meat and now you smash, it's a whole different ball game. But you guys can't get past the first roadblock because y'all are so damn desperate. All y'all want to do, all you want to do, and I keep, wait, let me see, not that one. All I want your guys to understand is, remember, her beliefs, values, and morals are always going to be tied into the pussy. And I keep trying to tell you the thing that you must do, gentlemen. Remember, beliefs, morals, and judgments is tied into the coochie, right? So every time you go after it, that's why you don't get it. But what happens when you show her off of, like, behaviors and emotions will override the beliefs? Remember I showed you. Here's the thing. Remember, behavior modification. She must feel safe around you and realize that you're not a judgmental motherfucker. Then she'll think about the emotional benefits that would it be like to be not be with you sexually, but spending time with you. Then all of a sudden that gets the trust. Then that elevates to the value. Then where we go to the modification of behavior, which we'll go back to here, is that even though she has the beliefs, the values, the morals, and I'm a good girl, I go to church and all other stuff, the behaviors and emotions will attack that belief and make her, hey, bypass, go around that motherfucker and get with you. But y'all don't understand, that's how game works. That's why y'all messing up. Mike, what's up? What's up, M-Dog? M-Dog, I'm going to show some more stuff, man. I got you. But what I'm saying to you, that's where y'all guys messed up. All y'all mess up. Because all y'all guys are not allowing her to modify her own behavior. Never force a woman to modify the behavior. Allow the women. You're the round circle and she's a square peg. She cannot go in there, right? But with behavior modification and trust and emotions, she will shave that fucking square to fit that hole and slide right on in, okay? And what I'm saying is that what makes the change is not the sex. It's not pushing the sex. What makes the change is how sexy you can make her feel without trying to make her feel sexy at all. I mean, my God, how many times I keep trying to tell you guys, man, sex is when she's not feeling well. That's sex. Sex is when she's having a bad day. Example, let's go to the chart again. She's having a bad day, all right? Let's say bad day is number one. She's having a bad day. Okay, if she's having a bad day, I could be like, this is above you motherfuckers. But y'all don't even have this chart. So if she's having a bad day, she's like, oh, my God, you know, I just had such a long day at work. I had such a long day. It's just so tired and so exhausted. You motherfuckers be like, okay, well, anyway, when are you coming over? Anyway, whatever. That's what y'all do, right? So a smooth motherfucker, okay, she's having a bad day, all right? So, all right, hold on a second. Let me see here. Okay, let me get to it. Let's see. Where you at, dog? So she tells me she's having a bad day. So first thing I'm doing, scribe. All right, what we got for a bad day, dog? I know we got something here. Let's get to the culinary school. Let's mix something up, all right? So we want to say something about her bad day, okay. But you know what? I'm not going to text her anything about her bad day because I want more impact. So if she's having a bad day, I'm going to press record. And I'm hey, I just want to let you know, I know you're having a bad day. Relax. I hope you're feeling better. And when you have some time, get back at me. That's it. And just leave it. That message will have impact later on down the line. I'm not doing this for now. This is for later on down the line. Even if I'm not around, I'm the only motherfucker that made her smile because most motherfuckers don't do this. So that smile is connected here. So whenever she's having a bad day, she's got access to me if she wants it. She wants to press that damn button. She has that access. But it's not just having a bad day, all right? It's not just, number one, having a bad day. I want depth in the bad day. Recognize the behavior, the voice, and what she does. And now I know what she does is for a bad day. I'm going to go ahead and scribe it. I already know what a bad day is like. a bad day is like. She's kind of down. She's sighing a little bit more than usual. She really doesn't, she's not really as talkative because there's a lot of things on her mind. So I already have that scribed in my head. So guys, this is where the sex part comes in at. So let's go fast forward 3 weeks from now, right? 3 weeks from now, she's having a bad day, but she doesn't tell me she's having a bad day, but I recognize the behaviors of a bad day. And what happens when I tell her, you know what? I got a great idea. Like I said before, why don't you get some candles? Now, guys, this is when you, now, guys, I'm not saying do this right now because y'all don't have this kind of game. But I'm saying is this is something that you can do when you upper elevated, when you're a student of the game. When the two of you can connect on more of an intimate, I didn't say sexual, but more of an intimate level, all you got to do is, hey, let's go lie. Just put me in a corner. Just take a nice bevel bath. Relax yourself, light those candles that I have for you and everything. Just put a nice hot towel over your eyes and relax yourself. Just relax. But if I'm by you or near you or something like that, you know what? If you're free, I just want to come by and see you. Not fuck you, not sleep with you, not you suck my dick. I just want to come by. And then when I come by and I see you, I'm just saying, hey, get off your fucking feet. Lay back. Just come here for a second. I'm only stopping by for two. And guys, I love doing this shit too. Guys, I love doing this. I'm only stopping by for 20 minutes because remember, guys, remember this. Remember for all you new guys, when you go to the mall, the food court always has somebody out in front of the food court giving you free samples of whatever meal they're trying to serve, right? Like that bourbon chicken must be laced with some heroin or something because I'm addicted to that shit. But anyway, so when you get a sample of it and you like it enough, not only will you get in line for it, but by the next time you go to the mall, you're going to want it again. So my 20 minutes is nothing but a sample. I already got it lit. Guys, remember I told you, wait, before y'all see this, remember it's already here. It's already locked in the library of what I'm going to do. I know she's having a long day. So all I'm going to do again, I'm not even going to do one, two, or three. Between one and three. I'm not going to do that. I'm working 3, 4, and 5. And then I'm breaking that 3, 4, and 5 into 1, 2, and 3, and then A, B, and C. I mean, I'm showing you how easy this is. So when I'm over there, okay, all I'm giving her is a sample. I didn't come over here for anything else but just to give you a nice foot massage, let you know that, hey, I hope this makes your day a little bit better, but I got to go. And look, give her one little kiss right here and get the fuck up and go. That will have more impact than you thirsty motherfuckers taking her to Chez Francois and having a bunch of boring-ass conversations with her. All I'm going to do, I just want to come by. And the only reason I'm here is because when I called you, I knew something was wrong. But instead of asking you what is wrong, I'm going to take more control of the situation and do something to take your mind off of what's wrong. Y'all ain't ready. I don't think they're ready. Guys, I don't think y'all ready. Let me check the phone lines real quick. The lines are open. Let me check the lines real quick. Lines are open. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize, guys. Sometimes my mind just goes. But what I'm saying is we got a verse clip. I got Mike. I got you on the voice clip. Oh, let me play the voice clip. You know, Mike and Tyler, they hear me all these voice clips. Let me play a voice clip. Hold on. Let me get that voice clip. All right, here we go. Wait. I got the voice clip right here. Hold on a second. Let's pause, do a voice clip. Voice clip time from one of my students. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Good afternoon, handsome Michael. Thank you for the compliment. I didn't realize my voice was so soothing, but I guess that's a good thing. Working in radio, I should have a good voice. I would hope so. But I just wanted to say hey, and I hope you are having a good day.
That's all. Hey, that's sex right there, gentlemen. That's sex. You don't see what I just told you? Is I'm closer to the ass than you are, and all I did was rub a foot and kiss her on her cheek and floated the fuck off. And what's going to throw her off? Even though she might want me to stay, I'm not going to stay because I'm only here for a small bit. Listen. I'm only here because I recognize something was wrong with you. And all I wanted to do is do something for you to take your mind off of whatever that was. That's all I wanted to do. And now your mind's off of it. I'm going to go the fuck on and do what I want. But do you understand the impact of what I just did versus what you guys don't do? See, it's the, gentlemen, it's not the big shit, the little things. It's the little things that mean so much, right? It's the little things and shit. You see what I'm saying? It's always going to be the little things. And the little things that you do is not trying to make it sexual. It's saying that what's making her, this is what's making her think. This motherfucker is a smooth, hey, he's a bad motherfucker. Man. Girl, you ain't gonna believe what this motherfucker did. Yeah, shit, yeah, you know, girl, I had a long motherfucking day at work. You don't believe that shit? Fucking Mr. Slate, it's a Flintstones reference. That's not because I'm just, yeah, Fred and Barney was on my nerves. That motherfucker trying to fuck me and all this other shit, girl. But girl, let me tell you something. And yeah, that motherfucker, girl, you know, I'm walking on the air right now, girl. Girl, you ain't gonna believe this. Girl, you know I was having a bad day. And that motherfucker, girl, guess who came by? Yeah! Girl, no, we ain't fuck. But shit, the way he was rubbing on me, girl. Shit. Girl, peep that. The motherfucker came over and rubbed my feet, girl. I was like, oh, my God, just go up a little higher and higher. Oh, girl, I wanted him to get it. Oh, I was tingling and I was wet, girl. And, oh, my God, it was just the way he was looking at me. Girl, oh, my God, I just wanted to rip my clothes off. Oh, my God, I just wanted to tear him up, girl. But I was nice and I had my calm, girl. But the motherfucker got up and left. Oh, I'm going to fuck him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know I ain't gonna give it. You're right, right? And follow it. And follow this. So she hung up with her girlfriend, right? All right? And then she called that motherfucker that like Roger and shit. Oh, wait, their phone. She's like, yeah, girl, hold on. Yeah, it's him again. All right. I'll talk to you later. I'm a Pisces. I'll talk to you later. You know, whatever. And they hang up. Click up. Hello? Hi. Hey, how you doing? This is it's Frank. Hi. What's going on? Oh, nothing. I'm just watching TV. You don't say. Wow. Well, what have you been up to? Nothing. Steve just came by. What? You mean that asshole, that jerk that has all those... Listen, you got to listen to me. Stay away from him. Stay away from him. He's no good for you. All he wants to do is just fuck you. He doesn't like you. He doesn't care about you. I mean, let me guess. He wanted to come over and what, screw you or something? No, he just came over and gave me a foot massage. Oh, my God, the nerve of him. I can't believe he would. He just doesn't care about your feelings. Why would he come? I just, are you okay? Do I need to come over there? Hey, look, I got a big bowl of ice cream. Hey, we got to catch up on our Young and the Restless. I mean, can you believe what Jack did to Victor? Oh, my God, we got to catch up. I got an idea. Why don't we talk about this over some ice cream? Yeah, you and I. I mean, I don't want you to be around that guy. He doesn't care about you. I mean, look at him. He just looks at you as an object. Look how beautiful you are. You're beautiful. You're sexy. You're gorgeous. Well, thank you. I'm just not having a good day to get. Oh, my God. Well, you're so beautiful and sexy and gorgeous. And you know what? You don't need a guy like that. See, I knew he made you feel bad. You know what? I got an idea. I'm coming over. I got your favorite cookie dough ice cream. It's right here. Cookie dough ice cream. Hey, we can wear our little fuzzy slippers. We can sit on the couch and we can watch Young and the Restless. Oh, my God. Yes. Slumber party, right? Oh, my God. We could do that. And we could talk. And then he's taking the phone. Ooh, tonight's the night. Oh, my God. She said yes. It's been 7 years. It's been fucking 4 months. God damn it, 3 weeks, 2 days, and fucking 14 hours. And she finally wants me to come by. Oh, my God. I've got to get ready. Oh, my God. I'm finally going over there. I don't even have cookie dough ice cream. I fucking lied to her. Oh, my God. I got to buy the cookie dough. And this is how these motherfuckers are, man. This is how they are. And you wonder why we always win. Let me take the phone lines real quick. You wonder why we always winning. Wonder how we always winning, man. Did the motherfucker get over there?
Gee, woo, this is a pretty nice place. Well, I got the cookie dough ice cream. Hey, come on, two scoops. Oh, my God. Cookie dough fun. Cookie dough fun, yeah. Oh, man, let's talk.
Look, I don't want us to ruin our friendship, but I just don't like that Steve guy. He's such a dick. And I don't mean to say dick. I mean penis. He's just a bad person. He doesn't care about you. I mean, look at him. All he does is just fuck women. And do you want to be a notch on his belt? You're beautiful. You're better than that. I don't see what you see in that guy. He's such a loser. He's just so fucking selfish. He doesn't even think about you. I mean, did he bring you some ice cream? Did he bring you some ice cream? Oh, my God. That guy there. I can't believe it. Well, what are you doing? Well, I thought you wanted me to come over because... What are you doing? I thought we were friends. You're like a brother to me. But, you know, for these past 5 years, I thought we were kind of like dating. I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I'm kind of cramping right now. I'm just not feeling fresh right now. Can we do this another time? Oh, sure. Oh, of course. Of course. I'm sorry. You keep the ice cream, and I'm telling y'all how that shit go, man. And motherfuckers be creeped out by y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, man. I promise you guys, man. I'm telling. Well, look, miss, if it's not cookie dough, it could be vanilla bean, okay? That doesn't be cookie dough. You know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop this. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that game is about, and being smooth is about, not what you are in the moment, it's what you create to create other moments. Women are not used to having moments with men because most of you guys are not working on yourselves. You're not, and I don't mean lifting a weight or wearing something nice, because remember, your weights cannot, girl, I'm talking, weights cannot talk or text for you or voice messages and anything like that, man. Right. There would be no disrespect to cookie dough in my watch. Yeah. Some of the women do like the cookie dough. Hey, 10 more likes, guys. 10 more likes. We'll give everybody a shout out. So we get 10 more likes. As I said before, we get 10 more likes. We'll do a shout out to everybody. Just shoot your area code or where you're. We'll shoot you guys out, and if y'all we get to 150, let's get to 150, and we will shoot you out, and I'll just do an old school rap or some shit like that to get y'all right and everything. So, but anyway, so what I'm saying to y'all guys, and keep me up to that, but what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, for you guys out here, this is what I want you to do and think about: create moments, but don't create sex. Create moments that build up, that make her see you as somebody different than the average guy. But if you're making it about sex or you worshiping the woman, it's gonna fuck up. If you're doing anything to worship women, it's going to fuck up. It's going to come off creepy. So everything you're doing is because you want it. Hey, baby, I know we got 10 seconds before the lines go down. But anyway, that's what I'm trying to say to y'all guys. Where we at on the light count? Are we at that 150 yet? Are we at a 150? Let me know, because we're about to shut. We'll go ahead and shut down the phone lines.